and up with Central Iowa.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
According to my husband, I was ruining Halloween last night. I think that's a bit of a stretch. I may have put a slight damper on it, but ruining is an exaggeration.
Buzzkill always says it's a slight damper on things.
Right.
So Mia walks in the house with her enormous bag of candy that she worked so hard for.
Mm-hmm.
And is all excited and
I bet it's enormous. I bet it's just typical.
Yes.
You're exaggerating, aren't you?
It's an enormous bag of candy.
Yeah,
I thought so.
Anything over five is enormous to you.
The first thing...
That's the way your house runs. You get one bag of chips.
I mean, you just
to last
can't get
a
over
week.
That. You
I can't.
Cannot get over that.
The limitations
that's not that uncommon.
This is America!
Okay. So, she comes in, and immediately I want her to dump it out and pick the 10 pieces of candy that she can keep. And the rest is going with my husband when he travels again so he can have it at his booth at the trade show. That's how we're repurposing things. I know people do the switch.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of things that happen with the candy. But so Justin tells me, he's
treating
like,
the customers
Colleen.
To the best, huh? At the trade show. Here's your Tootsie
it's
Roll.
It's a good assortment.
Not after the first three customers.
Right. Yeah. Good stuff's gone.
All the good stuff will be out.
So, anyway, Justin's like, do you have to do this right now? He's like, don't you remember coming home and eating all this candy? And I couldn't help myself. Like, I already felt like I needed to put a limit on it somehow to rein it in. I mean, keep in mind, she is six.
Yes,
okay?
But night of. You got to let them enjoy night
well,
of.
Well, we did. I mean, she probably had like five pieces.
Yes.
Maybe five or six. I mean, it was enough that the
sure,
sugar...
that's great. So that now she has four pieces left forever. Because you got to pick out 10.
Anyway.
You should let her enjoy the whole night. Don't make her forced to pick until
well,
today.
Well, that's what Justin
today.
Said. That's what Justin said.
Yeah, you give her the
was.
Night.
It's like, just let her have the night before you start, you know, reining it in.
And yes. Wake up in the morning and still see everything left. That's
you
great.
Know, I suppose I look back and I don't remember my mom saying anything to me on Halloween night. And I ate a ton. I know, I'm sure I tackled a decent percentage of the bag. But I don't think I felt good about it.
I bet you did.
I bet I did.
Hey, Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're even, your rules are even more stringent when it comes to the candies than Colleen's.
Well, on the night of, yes. We actually only let them have two pieces on the night of when we came back. We dumped all the candy all in one big pile. Each kid got to pick two pieces. They ate their two pieces, and then we put the rest of it in a bag.
Oh, so they get to have it, you know, as the days go along here.
Yes, but okay. not all in one big bunch. Like
sure.
Tonight, you know, they'll get to have, like, we let them have a, you know, a kind of dessert after dinner. And
okay. Right.
So you're not
we'll
pulling
let them choose a piece.
You're not pulling a Colleen where you only get 10 pieces and the rest of it goes off to trade shows.
No, we've never actually given it away like that. No. We probably should though. Easter, I think it was. We still had candy from Halloween, and so we just gave them for their Easter
yes.
candy was their Halloween candy.
You repurpose. Yes, absolutely.
Oh boy.
All right, thanks Melissa. You have a great day. But Barb, you think you're the bad mom?
Well, because I wanted my daughter to eat more. She's a hoarder with candy, and she can eat like half of a fun size candy bar and then put it away, and I'm like, what's the matter with you? Look at all this. I'd be like, okay, if you're not going to eat it, I will.
That's awesome. Thanks, Barb.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.